Michael Voris has resigned, or rather was forced to resign, from Church Militant. The official statement from Church Militant reads as follows. Fellow Catholics, Church Militant / St. Michael's Media was founded as a bastion of Catholic truth and a light to the faithful in hard times. This is why we are being fully transparent with you all. Michael Voris has been asked to resign for breach of the Church Militant Morality Clause. The board has accepted his resignation. We understand this is a shock to you all, but our founder and former CEO is stepping aside and focusing on his personal health. The board of directors has chosen not to disclose Michael's private matters to the public. The apostolate will be praying for him, and we kindly ask you to do the same. Church Militant / St. Michael's Media is just as positioned to save souls as it ever has been. There are more than 40 full-time employees on the cutting edge of Catholic truth moving forward with renewed fervor. The apostolate will remain unwavering in its reporting and its commentary, defending Holy Mother Church from errors both inside and out. We appreciate your continued support and prayers. God love you, Church Militant. Now, this is sad for many reasons. The statement says that he broke the morality clause and that he needs to focus on his health. Now, it's really none of our business what moral code he broke, and we shouldn't speculate, although we know he did live a certain lifestyle in the past, and it is possible that he relapsed back into that lifestyle. I'm not saying that's the case, I don't know, and like I said, I probably shouldn't even speculate, but given his past and the fact that Church Militant made a point to say that Michael broke their morality clause, it's a natural speculation, but I hope it's not true. I have a feeling that we will know eventually, with all his personality defects, which is what made Church Militant so successful, Michael Voris is a stand-up guy, so I expect a statement from Michael Voris himself on the matter. This is also sad for me because Michael Voris, Real Catholic TV, Church Militant, whatever, is what introduced me to traditional Catholicism. Michael Voris is the first person I ever heard say that Catholicism was the true religion and all others, including Protestantism, were deficient. He's also the first person I heard point out the problems in the modern church, the problems with Vatican II, and the new mass. I started watching The Vortex and eventually became a premium member for a while. I ended my premium membership not because I had a problem with the content, but rather we had to cut back and I could no longer justify it. However, I stopped watching Church Militant because the atmosphere was getting too toxic for me. It was just too negative. And now they regularly have people who militantly support the Novus Ordo over the traditional Latin Mass. That's not the Church Militant that helped form me into a traditional Catholic. So I also wonder, is Michael Voris being pushed out? Is this a coup? Is history repeating itself? Is the same thing happening to Church Militant that happened to EWTN? Something that Michael Voris railed against? Maybe. At any rate, I probably will never watch Church Militant again. Let's face it, Michael Voris is Church Militant. Without him, there's really not much to watch. Hopefully I didn't offend too many people. Until my next video, God bless.